多謝主俾我哋有機會到主嘅面前嚟。
Thanks be to the Lord that He brings us before His own presence today.
今朝早有呢個負擔同弟兄姊妹交通呢一個題目，仍然係神嘅仆人。
This morning I'd like to continue on with the opportunity the Lord has provided for us to focus on this topic of the servant of God.
呢次咧係我第三次交通摩西。
This is actually the third time of sharing that I've had focused on the person of Moses.
我哋記得我哋交通過，透過摩西佢嘅生平同埋佢喺神面前佢所學習嘅，我哋認識到一個服侍神嘅原則。
And from the person of Moses and the lessons that he had learned from God, we are able to recognize the qualities of or the character of a servant of God.
同埋認識到一個服侍神嘅人，佢應該有嘅心智同埋態度。
And to also recognize the attitude and the understanding that a servant of God must possess.
咁我哋知道所有神嘅儿女，神都有向佢哋有个要求，都要嚟服侍佢。
We recognize that God has a desire for each and every child of God to become a servant of God.
所以呢，你同埋我吓，唔系净系企喺呢度嘅人，坐喺下边嘅，你同我都系一个服侍神嘅人。
So that means both you and me, not just the individuals who are standing here from the pulpit.But for all those who are seated in the congregation, we are supposed to be servants of God.
因此唔係論我哋有個乜嘢嘅鹹頭。
So it doesn't matter whether we have a platform or not.
最重要嘅就係話 title， 鹹頭個 title。
Whether we have a title or not.
最重要嘅就係你有冇一個咁樣嘅實際。
But rather, the more critical thing is.Do you live that out in reality?
今朝早我願意繼續喺呢一方面同弟兄姊妹嚟交通。
So this is the path that we're going to go into this morning.
我哋會分三個段落同弟兄姊妹交通佢嘅事。
Now there are three specific aspects to the story of Moses that we'll look at today.
因為呢個係佢第一個四十年之後嘅事情，所以。我就分開三段，第一段咧就係逃離埃及。
So this is the time frame that we're looking at in Moses' life. This is after his first 40 years. We're talking about the middle portion of his life.
然後第二個係完全嘅銷聲匿跡。
And so the first is for him to flee from Egypt.And then the second aspect of it has to do with him living in obscurity.
然后最尾系佢嘅蒙召。
And then lastly, his calling.
所以我哋请弟兄姊妹，我哋打开圣经，出埃及记第二章。
So let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章第十五节，我哋读到第二十二节吓。
We'll read from verses 15 through 22.
请弟兄姊妹听我读就得了。
Please listen as we read.
出埃及记第二章第十五节，法老听见这事就想杀摩西，但摩西躲避法老，逃往米甸地居住。一日，他在井旁坐下，米甸的祭司有七个女儿，他们来打水，打满了槽，要饮父亲的群羊。有牧羊的人来把他们赶走了，摩西却起来帮助他们，又饮了他们的群羊。他们来到父亲留以那里，他说：今日你们为何来得这么快呢？他们说：有一个埃及人救我们脱离牧羊人的手，并且为我们打水饮了群羊。他对女儿们说：那人在哪里呢？他们就：你们为什么撇下他呢？你们去请他来吃饭。摩西甘心和那人同住，那人把他的女儿西波拉给摩西为妻。西波拉生了一个儿子， 摩西給他起名叫格遜，意思說因我在外邦作了寄居的。
Chapter 2 verses 15-22 When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came to draw water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to Reuel, their father, he said, Why have you come back so soon today? So they said, An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds. And what is more, he even drew the water for us to water the flock. And he said to his daughters, Where is he then? Why is it that you have left the man behind? Invite him to have something to eat. And Moses was willing to dwell with the man. And he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses. Then she gave birth to a son, and he named him Gershom, for he said, I have been a sojourner in a foreign land.
第三章第一到第四节。
And then let's go to chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶剔罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧毁呢？耶和华见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：摩西，摩西！他说：我在这里。
So reading verse 1, Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主，我们多谢你，给我们有机会来到你的面前来。
Lord, we thank you for bringing us before your presence once
again. 主，我们读过你的话，我们知道摩西是你兴起来作神的仆人的。
We have read your words. We know that Moses was a servant that you raised up for yourself.
主啊，我们今天在这里求主，你不单止兴起我们，并且使用我们，好叫我们能够有这个作仆人的心智和实际。
So we ask today, Lord, that not only would you raise us up, but that we would have the proper attitude and understanding of what it means to be a servant of God.
愿你纪念这段的时间。
May you remember this time.
又愿圣灵在我们中间来到运行。
And that the Holy Spirit would move freely here.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
第一点要和弟兄姊妹交通的就是摩西他离开了这个埃及。
The first point of our sharing today is focused on this matter that Moses fled from Egypt.
如果我们还记得摩西 的出生，他的故事，按人来看呢，摩西是生出来就要面对死亡的。
If brothers and sisters recall the history of Moses and his birth, we will remember that at his birth, he faced the matter of death.
因为他生在一个非常之平安的世代。
Because he was born into a very violent time. There was no peace.
因为那个时候有一个不认识以色列人的新王兴起上来。
Because there was a new Pharaoh who rose to prominence at that particular time who did not know the Jews or God Jehovah.
因为他不认识约瑟和以色列人的历史背景，但又怕着这一班人多起上来，要可能会吞灭这个埃及。
He was not familiar with Jacob, or the story of Jacob and his descendants, But at the same time, he saw that they were multiplying. So he had a fear in him that the multiplying crowds of Jews would overthrow his control.
所以呢，佢就下令咧，喺要嗰啲两岁以下嘅男仔咧，通通都杀咗。
So he decreed for those who were born at that time, anyone who was younger than two, any males younger than two, be slaughtered.
但係我哋知道神好奇妙咁樣咧保守咗摩西。
But we also know that God miraculously saved Moses.
而且安排咧佢成為呢個埃及法老女兒嘅仔。
Not only that, but that Moses was able to be raised as the son of the princess of the Pharaoh of Egypt, And his name was became Moses.
我哋知道摩西嘅意思咧，就係從水裏邊拉出嚟咁樣意思嚇。The
definition of the name Moses is that he was delivered from the waters.
那其實從屬靈嘅角度，我去翻譯成為咧，佢係從死亡裏邊被拉出嚟。So
we look at it from a spiritual lens, then we see that he was saved from death.
所以呢，唔單止摩西嘅生命得咗保存。
So not only was Moses' life available for him,
摩西仲可以呢喺埃及王宮裏邊長大。
But he was able to be raised within the palace of the Pharaoh.
聖經話佢學盡曬埃及所有嘅學問。
And the Bible tells us that he became very learned in all things.
成為一個好有口才又能幹嘅領袖。
And that he was a leader that was very he was eloquent and he had command.
但因為呢，佢本身係喺佢自己媽媽嘅懷中長大。
In fact, he was nursed by his own mother throughout his
younger days.
And because he was with his own mother, his biological mother, he was able to learn about the Israelites, about the history of how God was had delivered them.
所以呢，雖然佢呢喺埃王宮長大，又係叫做埃及嘅女嘅仔，但係佢唔係埃及人。
So even though he was raised within the palaces of the Pharaoh, and he was by all rights the son of the princess of Pharaoh, he was not Egyptian by birth.
同埋呢，佢知道神有一個嘅意思，要將啲以色列人全部帶嚟埃及。
But not only that, he grew up having a fully formed idea, understanding that God had intended to bring the Israelites into Egypt.
所以呢，當佢四十歲嘅時候呢，聖經就同我哋講話，佢呢就出去探望佢嘅弟兄以色列人。
So the Bible records to tell us that when he was 40 years old, he went forth to take a visit with the Jews or the Israelites at that time.
啊，佢覺得自己有一個咁樣嘅責任。
He felt a certain personal obligation to them.
去要救以色列人。
To be one who might be able to deliver them.
但係我哋上一次已經交通過，佢咁樣嘅行動啊，完全係憑着自己嘅一番嘅意識，一番嘅熱血。
But we already shared last time how this particular step that he took was totally, it all stems from his personal thoughts, his personal conviction.
啊，同埋佢自己嘅能力。
And his based on his own abilities.
結果呢，我哋知道龍口反絕。
But we know that something bad happened.
我其實我自己係喺讀中學嗰陣時候信主嘅。
Personally, for me, I actually came to know the Lord when I was in middle school.
我里边有好大嘅一个感觉，我觉得神嘅恩典系好大。
At that moment in time, I felt that the grace of God was just tremendous.
佢嘅拯救嘅大能，亦系咁样样临到我哋，叫我一个新嘅一个前途。
And the might of his salvation came upon me to provide for me seemingly a brand new future.
因此我有个心愿，就话我好愿意服侍佢。
So at that moment in time, it was, I had a strong, strong desire to serve him.
我嗰阵时啲服侍系点样嘅呢？
And what did that look like? What type of service was am I talking about?
我参加教会每一个聚会。
I attended each and every meeting or worship time that the local assembly had.
无论系 weekday 嘅星期五、星期六嘅、星期日嘅，我一定参加。
I was there in attendance, whether it was Friday night, Saturday during the day, or Sunday in the morning.
即使有个妇女会咧，我都会参加嘅。
Even if there was a meeting for sisters, I attended that too.
唔单止喺教会里边参加聚会，喺学校嘅团契咧，我哋亦都有。星期五咧，放咗學咧，就有個團契，我都唔會缺席嘅。
And I was not only very diligent to be in attendance for all these meetings that the local assembly had organized, but also in our school, we actually had a school fellowship that met on Friday afternoons after school, and I made sure that I was there as well.
嗱，嗰陣時嗰個心冇其他嘅嘢，只係聚會。
At that particular period of my life, I didn't have any other thoughts except that I wanted to gather.
我記得嗰陣時有人咧就邀請我去參加童子軍。
I remember at that time someone had given me an invitation to join the Boy Scouts.
同埋有一個叫做基督少年軍嘅，你哋香港嚟嘅，你應該知道基督少年軍。
And then also a particular organization that was a Christian organization for the youth.
但係咧，我冇去參加。
But I didn't elect to register for those.
唔係話我唔中意有啲咁樣嘅童子軍嘅活動。
It's not that I didn't like the type of practices that they had. For example, the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. 而且佢哋真係有好多個課外活動嘅。
And there are so many activities that they had.
我唔參加嘅原因。
But the reason why I decided not to attend
is not that
I didn't like the type of
activities that they had. 尤其是星期日、星期尾要去露營。
But it's because those activities require for them to go camping over the weekend.
就是因为我要 weekend 成日要出去呢，我就唔參加啦，因為咁樣我唔能夠聚會。
And if I needed to be away, so to speak, on the weekends, then that means I couldn't attend any of the worship or gathering. So I didn't want that.
所以嗰時我就非常嘅，我覺得我好熱心嘅。
So for me, I felt that I was very fervent.
我唔單止咧就參加各種嘅聚會。
Not only did I attend the various meetings.
並且參加咧負責。少年青年團契嘅職員嘅工作。
But I also attended those meetings where it was those leader in leadership of the youth.
又做少年團契嘅導師。
And those who taught the youth.
師班指揮學生團契嘅職員咁好多嘢。
The other things, other meetings I make sure I attended was, for example, to lead the choir, to how to lead the choir.Other activities, how to lead other aspects of worship life.
我嗰時好忙。
And I can tell you, I was so busy.
而且我心裏邊覺得好滿意。
And in fact, I was so satisfied in my heart.
因為我能夠做咁多嘢。
Because I was able to do all these things.
但係因由於樣樣都有我份，個個聚會我都見我。
I was in every meeting. You can see and you can find me right where I'm supposed to be every single time.
結果呢，我的名聲呢，就響起上來了。
So I became quite well known. My fame spread.
驕傲呢，亦都生出來。
But obviously then, the pride also swelled.
你知道那時候做團契，或者任何一個團契，主要做職員呢，要投票的，會員要投票的。
You have to understand at that particular time, if you were to go into leadership, your name has to be drawn essentially from the various leaders various leaders who were already there to accept you as part of the group.
我居然骄傲到这个地步，我自己投翻自己，我做团长。
I was so prideful to a point that I elected myself. I made sure I put in a ballot that's put my name on it for me to be included.
除了我之外，冇乜边个人做得噶啦。
Because in my mind it was like, well, no one else is going to be able to do what I do, so I'm going to do it.
后来主怜悯我，将我呢个心从呢个咁样嘅光景里边拉出嚟。
But the Lord had mercy. Because eventually then, the Lord was able to deliver me from this particular situation.
怎样呢?就是有一次有个人来问我一些圣经的问题。
So how did it happen? Well, as it turns out, in one particular instance, an individual came to ask me about some, for biblical knowledge.
结果呢,我答不出。
But I was not able to give an answer.
咁佢又話：你係團長喎，你都唔答得出。
And his response was, "Aren't you the leader for the fellowship group, and you can't answer this question?"
好老實講啊，弟兄姊妹，的確對聖經嘅話，我哋都熟悉。
Brothers and sisters, honestly, we are familiar with what's in the Bible.
正如頭先我哋讀過一大篇，哦，呢個摩西佢嗰個過。 佢出生嘅過期，同埋佢40歲嘅時候嗰預見嘅嘢。
When we read the passages that we just read, I'm sure all of us were able to say, "Yeah, I know. That talks about Moses. What happened his first? What happens after his 40 years? And what happened at that particular time when he encountered all these issues? Had all these encounters?"
如果我哋識字嘅，我哋都識得讀出嚟啊。
If you are literate, then obviously you're able to read.
但係裏邊聖經講乜嘢呢？
But what did the Bible really
say?
神要向我哋講乜嘢呢？ What is it that God is
saying? 點解會有呢啲事情發生？
Why did these things occur?
神要向我哋表達啲乜嘢呢？
What is it that God wants to deliver to us as a
message? 好多時候我哋唔知嘅。
A lot of times we don't know.
結果我哋只係知皮毛啊，聖經表面嘅意思嘅話。
What we do know is just on the surface. What does this say?
深一啲嘅意義，我嗰陣時就全無把握。
But what about what is the meaning behind the words that you're reading? At that particular time, I did not have any confidence in that at all.
所以唔好講話咩神嘅旨意，嗰啲根本都完全冇印象。
Never mind about talking about something like the eternal purpose of God. I'm not even there in that particular arena.
雖然我係蒙恩得救嘅人。
Yes, I was saved by grace.
但嗰時候唔識得咩叫做等候神。
But I did not understand what it means to wait before God. I did not understand what the will of God is. All I did was try to orchestrate myself to depend upon my own strength to do anything.
我想要做的事情，就告訴別人，這是神要做的。
What I wanted to do was to tell everyone that the things that I'm doing are what God wants to get done.
因為我是團長。
Because I'm the leader.
所以好像摩西這樣，他當時這樣的情況，憑著自己來摸神的事情。
So this is the attitude that Moses possessed as he touched on those things of God, as he went forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋今日我哋喺神嘅话嘅里边有多一啲嘅认识。
So brothers and sisters, the encouragement for us is to dive deeper to understand more of the meaning of the word of God.
所以服侍神唔係一定唔好憑著自己嘅能力、經驗同埋財富。
So when it comes to serving God, do not depend on your own ability, your talents, and what are innate, those things which are innately yours.
靠乜嘢呢？
So then, if we don't depend on those things, what are we going to depend on?
靠著神俾佢我哋嘅能力。
We have to rely upon the strength that comes directly from God.
保罗喺以弗所书六章十节佢哋话：我还有没了嘅患，你哋要靠著主，依赖他的大能大力，作刚强嘅人。
In Ephesians 6, Paul writes.Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
第八节仲话靠着圣灵随时多方祷告。
And also tells us to pray at all times.
摩西靠着自己。
Moses depended on himself.
结果失败。
And his result was failure, utter failure.
佢凭着自己一啲嘅感觉，凭着自己嘅热情去救以色列人，结果。完全的失敗，撞板撞得很正。
What he relied upon was his own fervency, as his own desire, and so what resulted from that was utter failure.
他救不到人，反而还要逃难。
Not only could he not save anyone or deliver anyone from anything, but he ended up having to flee.
所以第十五節二章第十五節佢哋又話佢要逃往米甸去居住。
That's why in Exodus chapter 2, it records very clearly for us. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh.
我哋感謝主，第一次佢係從水裏邊被救起上嚟。
We thank the Lord. His very first life experience was to be delivered from the waters.
如今神再一次的从水里面将他救出来，或者从埃及里面救出来，从死亡的里面救出来。
And now, a second time, God delivered Moses from the waters at that time, which was, we can say, Egypt, which is death.
第二点，你同弟兄姊妹交通的。
The second point that we find in the story of Moses
is talking
about obscurity.
Yeah. 摩西失敗了，在埃及他失敗了。
Moses failed.
神卻將他從埃及一再一次的拉出來。
And God delivered him from Egypt.
神要在那裡來造就他。好叫佢成為一個真正服侍神嘅人。
And God's intent was to now build him up into a proper servant of God.
嗱，雖然聖經咧就冇喺呢四十年嘅嗰個時間嘅裏邊講好多嘅嘢。
And so, even though the Bible does not record for us in much detail about these years that he would spend in obscurity.
我哋亦都唔能夠喺聖經裏邊揾到咧，摩西去到米甸之後幾耐先至遇見西比拉佢嘅太太。
And it doesn't tell us how long it took for him to come to Midian, settle there, and for him to meet Zipporah.
但無論如何，我哋都睇見係神嘅手。在这里引领他，带领他去到这样的地步，一个这样的地步。
But the only thing that we are sure of is that it was God's own hand which brought him step by step through this process.
那就是那一次，不知道怎样，他有一天坐在井的旁边。
We don't know how it came about, but he found himself one day sitting by a well.
就因着这个米甸祭司嗰七个女来到，他们是牧羊女，将啲羊带到井边去饮水。
And he encountered the seven daughters of the priests of Midian, who were all shepherds, shepherdess. So they led their flock to the waters.
同时呢，亦都有其他嘅啲烂仔喺嗰度搞事啊，咁佢就帮手赶走呢啲嘅壞人，幫助呢幾個女仔去叫飲佢嘅羊。
And so we know the Bible records that there were other shepherds, which we would you can designate as wayward shepherds, who somehow or another was just playing around. But Moses stepped in to deliver the seven shepherdesses away and be able to help them to water their flock.
剛才我們讀過了,我不太詳細地講。
So that's what we have read, and so we're not going to go too much into that.
有一兩節的聖經,我想在這裡特別地提一下。
But there are two particular verses that I would like to focus on.
這個就是第19節。
One is verse 19.
那天他們因為得到摩西的幫助,這幾個女兒就很快地做完了事情回家,他爸爸就問,為什麼你們回得這麼早啊?
Because Moses was there to help them, they were quickly able to finish all their tasks, and so they were able to get home sooner than expected. And so that's what their father asked, why are you home so soon?
然後他們的女兒就說,因為... 沒有啊,因為有個埃及人來救我們脫離那些牧羊人的手,還幫忙飲羊。And
they replied and said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock.
其實我們這樣讀的時候,其實都沒什麼,就有個人來幫我們手咯。
When we first read this particular verse, that doesn't stand out. It just tells you what had happened.
但是这句话对我们很大的提醒。
But it should stand out in our minds.
希望也都给弟兄姊妹有多个提醒。
I hope that it becomes a reminder for every brother and sister here.
我们一再的提话, 摩西是在埃及长大,但是他不是埃及人。
Again, we want to stress what we had said earlier. Yes, Moses grew up in an Egyptian home, but he was not Egyptian by birth.
他是以色列人,他裡面流著的是神的選民的血。
He was an Israelite, and he has the blood of the people, that of the chosen people of God.
聖經告訴我們,他因著信,就跟法老的女兒脫離母子關係。
And it tells us that out of, by faith?
Yeah, by faith.
Oh, so he was unwilling to be called a child of the princess of the Pharaoh. But because he was he grew up in Egypt, and that's where he spent his first 40 years.
所以呢,他的一切的言行举止啊, 免不了渲染了埃及人的習慣和作風。
If you were to just look at him in all appearance, the way he walked, the way that he does things, his personality, the characters, all resemble what an Egyptian would be like.
所以不知不覺之間,人家一看到他,他是完全是一個埃及人來的。
So when anyone looked upon him, they would be very easy to identify him as an Egyptian.
即使他逃到去米甸,
even though he was now in the land of Midian where he fled,
裡面可能有改變,
externally, there might be some changes.
但是外面呢,仍然是一個如假包換的埃及人。
But externally speaking, he was the stereotypical Egyptian.
人都願意在聚會裏面被稱為是基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, there are many individuals who identify themselves and also want to be included in as being Christians.
曾經有個弟兄跟我說,他說,李弟兄,你不要叫我什麼先生,你叫我弟兄吧。
There was a particular brother who came up to me and said, oh, Brother Lee, don't address me as Mr. whatever his last name happens to be, but rather just call me a brother,
whatever his last name happens to be.
If you call me brother so-and-so, then I feel more included and accepted as a child of God. If you call me Mr. so-and-so or call someone Mrs. so-and-so, then it seems like there's a separation.
对啊，弟兄姊妹，我哋而家喺呢度，大家都系弟兄姊妹，都系神嘅儿女，都系基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, it's true. Every one of us, we are the children of God. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
所以我哋口，我哋口讲嘅所作嘅，都系基督徒应该做嘅，基督徒应该讲嘅。
So all the things that we do, everything that we say, they are consistent with everything that a Christian should say, everything that a Christian should do.
但是走出去之后，回到家，去你的办公室，回到学校。
But once you walk out that door, and you get back home, you get back to your workplace, you get back to school.
那你的言行举止，跟世界的人有没有分别呢？
The question is, when you do that, when you arrive at that other place, is your behavior and your actions consistent with the world or a Christian?
如果你同世界人冇分别嘅话，我话俾你听，咁样嘅人服侍主系有问题嘅。If
you are of your behavior and the way you are have no difference with the other secular people that you associate with, I can very frankly tell you that your a service of that type of an individual is useless.
摩西是被从水里边救出来。Moses
was delivered from the waters. Moses was delivered from Egypt.
但是在那个时刻，他还怀着许多的埃及在里面。But
at that precise moment in time, he appeared to be an Egyptian.
满身是埃及的，不能够服侍主的。If
for any Egyptian, they are not qualified to serve God.
即使你有滿有工作嘅成績，有好多嘅經歷，但係都唔要被神數算。Even
though you are well versed in many things, even though you are very capable, you are useless to God.
因此神用再用40年，將摩西從一個滿有才幹、鼎鼎大名嘅王子。 造就他，对付他，成为一个寂寂无名的牧羊人。
And that's why, from this point forward, God had to spend another 40 years to make him over from someone who was everything that embodies the wealth and the prestige and the fame of Egypt into someone who was living in total obscurity.
将他从一个彻头彻尾的埃及人，操练成为一个真正的神的仆人，服侍神的以色列人。To
change him from someone who possessed the leadership qualities that are so desired of an Egyptian to becoming someone who fully qualified by God's standards to be a servant of God.
有一个埃及人救咗我哋。An
Egyptian delivered us, is what it says.
盼望我哋喺你嘅亲戚朋友喺你嘅其他嘅同事们嘅眼中，你唔系一个埃及人。It's
our hope that you would not appear to be an Egyptian in totality, in front of your family, in front of your friends.
仲有一節嘅聖經咧，係亦都提醒我嘅。The
second verse that was a strong reminder for me.
第21節。Is
recorded in verse 21.
摩西甘心和那人同住。And
Moses was content to dwell with the man.
究竟係咩意思呢
？What does this mean？
或者你可能會咁諗，摩西嗰陣時候冇人冇物， 都唔甘心都唔得啦，走投無路，又唔識得呢個，又唔知道嗰件事。
You might say, well, it's justified. I mean, after all, he has no one. He has nothing to hold on to. He has left everything, and it's perfectly appropriate. Even if he didn't want to, he had to be content to be where he found himself.
佢係咪走投無路呢？
Did he really not have a way of escape?
我哋今日讀聖經嘅時候，我哋知道佢唔係走投無路。
When we read the Bible now, we see that it's not that he didn't have a way out.
而係神特意將佢帶到去嗰個地方。
But rather, God purposely brought him to that particular spot.
問題就係話佢裏邊喺嗰個時候有冇醒過嚟。
Then the issue is whether he was alert within his heart.
但從呢一句嘅説話，我哋就知道佢裏邊係甦醒咗。
But from this particular verse, we realize that he was alerted.
係啦，因為佢甘心同嗰個人同住。
Because it says Moses was content to dwell with the man.
因為我哋唔知道佢係去咗米甸之後有幾耐先至遇見西伯拉。
Again, we don't know the time frame, how long it took for him to encounter this particular episode in his life from the time that he first arrived in Midian.
聖經只係話有一日咁佢喺個井旁就遇見呢啲事情。
The Bible only tells us that one day he sat down at a well.
我哋知道呢個係神自己嘅安排，同時神在我们身上做的事，他是不会勉强我们。
And we know, but we know that God was the one who designed this and purposed it. But at the same time, we also know that God would never coerce us to accept whatever it is that He has provided for us.
神要锻炼我们，神要改变我们。
Yes, God wants to train us. God wants to change us.
但係佢唔會夾硬嚟嘅。
But He will not force us.
你唔肯制咧，佢都唔會話，因為我要訓練你，所以就訓練你，唔會。
Even if you were unwilling, He will not say, "No, I demand it because I want to change you."
佢係願意我哋甘心樂意嘅落喺佢嘅手中。
He desires that we would give of ourselves to Him willingly.
所以你記得雅各書裏邊講嘅。好幾節嘅聖經都話：哎呀，唔好叫醒我所親愛嘅。
So, in Song of Songs, it tells us that there are many different verses that tells you the same recording. It says, "Do not awaken my beloved."
等佢情願，等佢自己情願。
Let her awake by herself.
所以弟兄姊妹，若係神嘅手臨到我哋
，So。When God's hands come into our lives,
神要操練我們,
if God wants to train us,
祂是要你願意去接受訓練, 不是逼你去入去, 集中營。
He wants for each one of us then to willingly accept His hand of training. He would not want to force us to do something that we don't want to do.
神要我們甘心樂意的活在祂的面前。
He wants for us to be fully willing to live in before Him.
服侍神的路是这样的。
And this is the path of a servant of God.
曾经有一位弟兄向我推荐另外一个人。
There was once a brother who came and asked me to recommend another who wanted to recommend another brother for service to me.
咁佢就話不如佢嚟你嗰度同你一齊嚟處理辦理呢件事啦，我唔講俾你聽咩事，搞你呢件事。
And so it was suggested that I would bring him along and mentor him, so have him come and deal with this particular matter, whatever the task at hand was, together with me.
咁 我聽到話有人來幫手，咁當然高興啦，當然願意接受。
So when I thought, oh wow, there's gonna, I will have help, so that's great. Of course, I will accept that.
但後來佢又話，我有一個條件。
But then that brother said, oh, there's just one criteria.
佢就話，佢嚟幫你手得，但係佢要做將領，但係佢唔要做兵。
He says the single criterion is that he wants to have a say in leading this particular task or doing this particular task. He doesn't just want to be a soldier to do all the things that need to be done.
他要做那个将领。
So he wants to be lead.
所以话就话来接受训练，其实他就想来做主管。
So even though outwardly is to be able to learn to serve, but realistically, what all he wanted was to lead.
啊，結果點樣啦？我又唔講俾你聽嚇。
How did the story end up? I'm not going to let you know. I'm not going to share that with you now.
但我可以話俾你聽，呢個人睇自己睇得太高太大。
All I can tell you is that this particular individual had too much pride and saw himself much too evaluated himself as much too high, much too high.
我可以講俾
highly evaluated himself.
我可以講俾弟兄姊妹聽嘅就係以後呢幾年佢嘅喺佢嘅服侍嘅路上邊係一敗塗地。
All I can tell you is that within these last several years after that particular incident, his service has been nominal.
非常嘅醜陋，非常嘅可惜。非常的失見證。
It actually has been quite embarrassing, has been quite sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 所以服侍神是生命的流露。
So when it comes to serving God, it must be an outflow of life.
你有什么生命就带出什么服侍来。
And whatever life that you possess,That is the result of your service.
神用80年的时间来预备摩西。
God spent 80 years in total to train Moses.
使他成为神所使用的器皿。
In order for him to become a vessel that was ready for God's use.
但是摩西作的工的时间只是最后那40年。
As far as his service goes, the work that he was able to accomplish, thatwas only relegated to the last 40 years of his life.
其實呢個比例係唔係幾划算嘅。
Now, this is not a very exact analogy.
用三分之二嘅時間嚟預備佢，只係做三分一嘅工作。
It meant that two-thirds of the time of his life was spent to prepare him, and only one-third of his life was spent.To carry out what needed to be done.
但我要告诉你，这个是神的法则。
But this is the principle by which God works.
因为他要的不是说工作的完整。
Because what he's after is not for that task to be completed.
他要的是一个能够满足神心意的人。
What he's after is for to receive an individual who is fully able to satisfy his own heart.
所以神将摩西呢从世界里面拉出来。
So that's why God chose Moses and delivered him from the world.
将佢放喺旷野。
That's why he placed Moses into the wilderness.
使佢从呢个世界上边完全嘅销声匿迹。
So that he has now nothing that he can lean on in this world.
只要系要造就佢，对付佢，叫佢脱离呢个自己啊，呢个己嘅限制，
嚟
到成为神所使用嘅人。
It is to build him up. It is to train him to a point where he is left without his self life in him.
No. Always 冇咗自己.
To be bereft of his self life and just have nothing of himself.
Yeah.倪道星弟兄曾经讲过话一句说话，佢话侍奉嘅方法系。
Brother Ni has says that the way of the service is through the cross.
Yeah, 意思就是说我们服侍神的时候不是在那里宣扬自己，也都 不是在那里表演自己，乃是提那位钉十字架的主耶稣基督。
What it means is that when we are serving the Lord, it is not an opportunity to display ourselves, to show off what we have, but rather it's an opportunity to bring into focus our Lord, crucified on the cross.
同埋我哋本人藉着十字架将我哋里边好多属世界嘅东西除去。
And the cross will, in the process, the cross will be able to take away much of the things of the world in our life.
叫我哋喺我哋嘅生命嘅上边嚟彰显到基督耶稣。
So that our life would be able to mirror our Lord.
所以摩西点样喺神嘅面前受训，弟兄姊妹，今日服侍神嘅人亦都要接受咁样嘅训练。
So in the same way that Moses received his training, that's the way that we shall receive our training as we move towards serving.
弟兄姊妹，若果有一天你发觉到神将你隐藏起上嚟，
If brothers and sisters, you find yourself one day to be in obscurity, buried, nothing of yourself showing.
唔好以为神喺度特登喺度苦待你。
Don't think that God is dealing wickedly with you.
你要睇见呢个系神将你书藏，系因为要你学更深嘅功课。
But rather, God wants you to remain in obscurity in order for you to learn a deeper lesson still.
第三点，摩西嘅蒙召。
Third point is the calling of Moses.
我哋知道，我哋服侍主，其实系主嘅抬举嚟。
When we serve God, realistically, it is that moment in time when the Lord lifts you up.
開始嘅時候，或者我哋會覺得唔習慣，好生硬。
Perhaps in the beginning, it's outside of our comfort zone, so we're not so comfortable with that.
就係因為咁樣嘅緣故，所以我哋只需要操練。
But it's specifically because of that we need the training.
可能你會做錯一啲嘅事情。
Maybe you will make mistakes.
可能你會講錯一啲嘅嘢。
Maybe you will say the wrong things.
但係神嘅恩典會托住我哋。
But the grace of God will sustain us.
唔係叫我哋永遠都唔出錯。
It's not that he wants us to be errorless, that somehow we're perfect. 而係
呢，讓我哋睇見我哋自己嘅唔得。
But rather, what he wants for us to recognize is that I am unable in and of myself.
認識我哋自己嘅無能，就轉過嚟單單嘅仰望佢。
And once we recognize our inability, now we are able to rely on his all ability.
以賽亞書30章有一句說話係提醒我哋。
Isaiah chapter 30, this particular verse is a reminder for us.
佢話：你或向左，或向右。你必聽見後邊有聲音說：這是正路，要行在其間。
And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. And when you turn to the right hand, and when you should turn to the left.
所以服侍神嘅人，神係負責你哋一切嘅。
So for a servant of God, God Himself will be responsible for you.
當我哋唔知道方向嘅時候，
When we don't know which way to turn,
聖靈會提醒我哋，
The Holy Spirit will remind us
要調轉我哋嘅腳步，
To change our path,
叫我哋行喺正路嘅上面，
To be able to walk along the path of the righteousness.
只要我哋有一個服侍神嘅心志，
As long as we have a heart that's geared towards God.
於是你就睇見摩西喺神嘅帶領嘅底下，喺旷野嗰度经过40年。
And that's why we see for Moses, it cost him 40 years as he spent that time in the wilderness.
头先我已经讲话，神将佢所有好多嘅喺埃及里边嘅尊荣、埃及里边学到嚟嘅所有嘅学问、功课，各方面都完全嘅切除晒。
And in the process, God removed from him all the grandeur of Egypt. All of the education and all the gifts that were consistent with Egypt.
成为一个 寂寂无名的牧羊人。
To be a lowly shepherd of the flocks and in total obscurity.
直到那一日神向他显现。
Until that one day when God now reveals God himself to him.
我们不知道为什么是那一日。
And we don't know why it was that particular day.
但我们知道神的时间到了。
But all we know is God's timing is now at hand.
也就是说摩西已经是训练得被训练到差不多或者已经 OK 了。
So that means that his training was now complete or nearing completion.
神就将他从那个环境里面拉出来。
And so God now extends his hand and will bring him away from that environment.
要他成为一个服侍神的。
To become a full servant of God.
40年之久他对着羊。
For 40 years, all he saw were sheep.
那段的时间我不知道可不可以叫做仍然是叫服侍呢。
I don't know. Can you one label that time period as service for him?
只是看羊一味。
All he's doing is watching over sheep. That's all he's doing.
那个是训练的课程啊定是一个服侍神的心智呢。
Is that the lesson in order for him to be able to learn to serve? Or is that the service that he was called for at that time?
圣经没有跟我们说。
The Bible doesn't say.
但我觉得两样都是。
But for me personally, I think both of them are correct.
虽然我们只做一件很简单的事。
Even though we're just doing one menial task.
但是仍然是服侍神。
It is still service to God.
因为神带我们去做。
Because God has brought you.
不是我自己想要做的。
It's not what I want to do myself.
所以服侍的范围非常之广。
So the scope of service actually is very broad. What is considered service? The scope is very broad.
站讲台是一个服侍。
Yes, it is a service to stand from the, and deliver a message from the pulpit.
但是不站讲台呢亦都是一个服侍。
But it is also a service for an individual not to be behind the pulpit.
大查经也是一个服侍。
Leading a Bible study is a service.
但是不带查经在别样的事情上面来做亦都是服侍。
But it is also a service for an individual not to be in the leadership role, but be doing something else as well.
譬如你向人作见证。
So for example, if you are a witness to someone else, a testimony.
譬如你去看望弟兄姊妹。
Let's say, let's make visitations to brothers and sisters.
或者说你同弟兄姊妹一同的同心祷告。
Or perhaps you are one who prays with the same heart and same mind with a group of brothers and sisters or another brother and sister.
譬如你帮助初信的帮助青年人。
Or maybe you help those who are new believers. Or you help with the young people.
甚至你作清洁的工作预备午饭接待远人。
Even if you prepare lunch, or you do the cleanup duties, or you receive visitors from afar and help them along during that period of their visitation, all these are maybe considered service.
只要我们是从心里面做。
As long as this impetus comes from your heart.
只要我们不是出于自私。
As long as it's not due to pride or your selfishness.
出于自己的本意我们就可以坦然地在神的面前。
As long as it's not something that stems from yourself, that we're able then to do it, carry it out before the Lord.
所以哥罗西书三章二十三节就说无论做什么事都要从心里面做像是给主做的不是给人做的。
That's why Colossians chapter 3 tells us, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
我们不需要担心没有服侍的机会。
is not ever a fear that there are no opportunities to serve.
我们应该担心的就是我有没有一个服侍主的心。
More critically is whether I have the proper heart to serve.
因为那里比你所有的任何的工作、任何的劳力来得更重要。
Because having a heart is much more important, it's critical actually, compared to all the different tasks and all the different matters to tend to.
我交通就停在这里。
Now in my sharing here, let's pray.
求主向我们施恩典。
Lord, may you grant us your grace.
又光照我们。
And enlighten us.
叫我们知道我们的言行。
So that we might know ourselves.
又知道我们的心思意念。
Know our heart.
倘若我们有错，求主你更正我们。
If we have erred in some way, Lord, may you make corrections.
调转我们的脚步。
And to change our path.
好叫我们在你的面前蒙恩。
In order that we might be delivered into your grace.
好叫我们能够成为一个合乎你心意的人。
In order for us to be made over into an individual who satisfies your heart.
好叫我们能够成为一个真正服侍你的人。
So that we might be an individual who is a true servant of God.
求主借着圣灵向我们说话。
May the Lord continue to speak with us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.